Usually the first discussion is whether or not to give upfront therapy or to go to surgery. And in this case, the surgical recommendation was going to be for a mastectomy regardless, just because of the extent of the tumor and the historical experience with these lobular cancers. Because of their infiltrative nature, they tend not to shrink in response to treatment as nicely as ductal carcinomas, and especially ER negative and HER2 positive cancers. Those tumors tend to shrink like, you know, peeling an onion. And these lobular cancers tend to shrink in the way that a puddle evaporates. So you're left with little bits of it sort of all over, and makes it harder to anticipate less breast surgery. However, the presence of the palpable node here made us want to give upfront treatment. And we do that with the hope that if there's a nice response in the axillary nodes, that the patient in the end might end up with a sentinel lymph node procedure as opposed to a completion axillary dissection. And that increasingly has become the biggest motivation for us to do neoadjuvant therapy, as more and more women are having mastectomy anyway, or might still be candidates for mastectomy. The number of women who convert from mastectomy to lumpectomy with neoadjuvant treatment remains relatively small. But for women who have palpable axillary nodes, the opportunity to avoid an axillary node dissection looms as a major motivation for neoadjuvant treatment.
And just to clarify the current algorithm, and there are trials, I think, really trying to clarify this more clearly, but the paradigm that I'm hearing in clinical practice about that in terms of neoadjuvant therapy in a patient with positive nodes to start with is, if the sentinel node is negative afterwards, no axillary dissection. Sentinel node is positive, yes, axillary dissection, as opposed to sort of the adjuvant Z11 kind of model.
I think that's probably true, but with an asterisk, which is that if you have a good response in the axilla, even if there's a positive sentinel node, sometimes we feel very comfortable offering radiotherapy that might include the regional nodes and avoiding the axillary dissection. It depends a little bit on the nature of the response. Depends a little bit on how many nodes are still involved. But because there's less risk for lymphedema with the radiotherapy than with the completion axillary dissection, there are now cases where we do the sentinel node mapping and then offer additional treatment in the way of radiotherapy instead of a completion dissection.